gym, I remember the first podcast I was in, I was like so nervous and I was quiet. It's just something weird about having a conversation while there's microphones in front of you and record, knowing that it's being recorded, just like does something
and
to your mind.
You never get to go back. Never.
It doesn't get edited.
But you get over it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yes.
Cool. Good enough. Stop it.
I was just about to say that.
I know. I don't ask. So I was just looking. It's just like, this is like a blast from the past. So crazy stuff. Why don't you start off? Because Austin normally starts off.
Cool. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Flight Test Podcast. I don't know which number this is, and I'm not normally the host. Austin is actually out today.
He's getting teeth ripped from his face.
Yeah. He getting his wisdom teeth out, so he's on numerous amounts of medication. The last time
I heard
from him,
would actually make it really fun to have him on.
the last thing I heard from Austin is he sent me a picture of Woody and Buzz Lightyear, and it said "To Infinity and Beyond."
Wow! Nice. So, I would love so badly to have a podcast while he's getting his teeth taken out.
Yeah. So we got a pretty big crew today. We have myself. We got Josh Gott, Mr. Bixler, two Mr. Bixlers, Jim Bixler.
Yeah, here, I'll move it over so you can say hi.
Hi, I'm Jim Bixler.
And then we also have Stefan.
What's up, guys?
And Stefan and Jim both work at Flight Test. They work back in the manufacturing.
If you guys watched the Bloody Baron episode, you will see Stefan and Jim. I think, is that the first episode for both of you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it'll probably be many, many more now.
I think Jim's made some cameos in the past. He's been with us for a long time. He went to Maker Faire with us.
Yeah. And,
he's been in a couple of videos.
Forgot about that.
Lurking in the background.
And we are blessed to have Josh Gott back. A lot of people, it's funny, Josh Gott is not gone. You're just really busy, right?
I haven't died, no.
People always think terrible things have happened to you.
I know.
It's weird.
It just always goes dark. It's like, oh, he must be gone. So, Josh, what have you been up to?
Oh, man, a lot. Busy summer. It's been fun, though. Let's see. I mean, actually, I've been doing a few flight test things this summer, too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had Flight Fest, which was awesome. And let's see, Chad Capper and I went out to the San Francisco area in June, I think. And we went to a big drone racing event out there. Oh, sorry. I said that word. I'm sorry.
On the aircraft. No, drones. We're owning that word.
Yeah.
Okay. Drones. Our words. Aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah, it was on an aircraft carrier. What was that? What was the name of that?
The Hornet.
USS Hornet. Yeah, which was a old World War II aircraft carrier. So it was really cool to get a tour of it. And just, you know, kind of see all that different stuff. Really, really cool piece of history. And also, it was the USS Hornet was also used to retrieve the command modules from the Apollo missions. So when the astronauts would splash back down into the ocean, the USS Hornet would go out and get them. It actually picked up the astronauts from Apollo 11. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, they actually had on the second deck, they had some footsteps painted on the floor, which represented Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, all those guys' first steps back on Earth.
Oh, that's cool.
Once they came back from the mission. So it was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Amazing stuff. It's nice. And then you were also with us during a California trip, Make Faire and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was a crazy week.
Yeah.
Really, really crazy week. So it's great to see you again, brother.
Thanks, man.
How is your family doing?
They're doing great. Yeah. We're actually looking forward to a vacation coming up pretty soon. That's very much needed because, with all the traveling and we've done various summer camps this year. And, I forget what else. I took my team on a songwriting retreat this past weekend, which was pretty cool. We went to a lake house and just spent the whole weekend there just writing and stuff like that. So I've been spending a lot of time away from my family. So we have a vacation coming up in September, which I'm really looking forward to. But everybody's doing really well. Everybody's doing good.
Cool. That is awesome.
Logan made it to 7. Thank goodness.
7 is crazy.
And Charlie, she's a year old, a little over a year old.
The two That's Charlie crazy. Babies are the most beautiful little babies.
I know.
I'm sorry. And also another one named Lily.
Violet.
Wow. Can we edit that out or no?
No, we're leaving it in.
I thought it was
Violet.
Who's Lily?
Violet. I don't know
who. That's not a real name. Please.
It's your sister's dog, I think.
From the Rugrats.
You know what? Violet and Lily, they're both flowers. That's what I screwed up. Dude, I am so sorry.
Dude, it's okay.
Why don't you tell them about your awesome baby that
she's
totally butchered the name.
She's doing well. She's starting to make all kinds of noises. She's about a month old, a little bit over a month.
Wow.
So it's been an amazing experience, and that's an understatement. Yeah. Like everybody, I think I mentioned it to you the other day, Josh. Everybody says that it would be, you know, it's amazing and it's so good, but it's beyond what everybody says. I was telling you, what did I say? I said, no matter what the negative people say and the positive people say, being a parent isn't nearly as bad as what the negative people say. People are like, oh, you're never going to sleep again. It's not that bad. And then
sleep is so overrated.
The positive people who say it's amazing, it's beyond amazing. It's really been truly an awesome experience.
For sure.
Dude, so. I've never seen you smile so much in my life. He's all grins.
Just look at this baby.
It's like a baby.
That picture's amazing.
Well, and you and your wonderful wife are avid Star Wars fans, and I've seen your baby as what? Princess Leia.
Yeah. Photoshop. We've been having fun with Photoshop.
Dude, how excited are you about the new Star Wars movie coming
out? It's going to be awesome.
I know. It looks like it.
It's going to be cool.
I have a feeling we'll be building some things that fly.
Yes.
That look like Star Wars things in the near future.
Yeah, let us know if you guys want to see a certain ship or anything Star Wars related. I know I've been seeing a lot of people, and kind of makes me a little angry that they're just taking quadcopters and taping them to like a speeder bike or a Millennium Falcon.
It looks awesome. Well, it's flying,
does look cool, and they're getting like 10 million views. I'm just like, I want to see an actual Millennium Falcon fly, like not with a quadcopter in it. Just like Peter thinks he can do it.
It has some aerodynamic responsibilities. It could do it. Maybe you need some gyros.
We should put Stefan in it because he looks like Chewbacca.
You know, it's crazy. We're fortunate. We work at a pretty fun environment. Don't you agree, Alex?
Yes. Especially since these two guys have come around, Stefan and Jim.
Yeah, and there's another person you haven't met. And the only reason is we're already out of mics. We'll put Mitchell in sometime, too.
Yes.
But Stefan, Mitchell, and Jim, if you guys watch Periscope.
And Liz now, too.
And Liz.
Stefan's wife.
Hey-oh. Yep. Thank God he's married because we need another employee. Yeah. So she's doing awesome. So we hired her. Like, you were on board.
Yeah.
And then I think she came in like 3 or 4 times before Flight Fest. And then all of a sudden it was like every day helping us out.
And then at Flight Fest. And we're just like, well, we probably should pay her money for all this stuff that she's doing.
Don't you? That's like always the way it works out with our spouses.
That's how it started with you and Jen. Yeah.
It's crazy. They start coming to help us out because we're over our head. And then they stay a little longer. And then we hire them. And I think pretty much every one of our spouses is working one way or another for Flight Fest. Jim, your wonderful wife, Jennifer, is working at home. Mm-hmm. My wife comes in and works at home. Your wife works. Mm. Alex, your wife worked, but she still works from home.
Yeah, Lindsay's working from home
and,
now.
And we got to hire Heather.
She was working at Flight Fest. She was my personal daycare.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So she has a job then, too. But there's a lot of laughter coming back from manufacturing, and I really was happy with the Bloody Baron episode. To get an opportunity to put a camera on these guys because they're characters.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be having more of them in the episodes in the future.
Lord willing. And there's some exciting stuff coming up. Probably if you guys read the title of this podcast that we should probably talk about.
Yeah.
And that's FT Extra.
Yes. Some changes. We learned a lot from FT Extra. Mm-hmm. We launched it, I don't even know how many months ago. But lots of really good content on there. And we've got a lot of great support from many amazing people. But unfortunately we came to the conclusion that it's not supporting itself where it's tying down our video guys. So we decided to make some changes.
Yeah. And they're exciting changes though. And here's the one thing is it sounds down that, okay, it's not supporting itself, but you guys have done something on the flip side for us. Yes. And that is your contributions through supporting us through the store and the product line has just gone through the roof.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sleepless nights. So
incredible.
So one aspect that's not paying for itself under a subscription level, but what you've grown us to be able to do is we're going to make it free.
Yeah.
And we're also going to change the format. Yes. We took a lot of great feedback from a lot of great people that were really good. And one thing is we love hearing, we like the show, we like this, we like that. We also really appreciate your criticisms too.
Yes.
And those criticisms inspire change. And Flight Test Extra, FT Extra, is going to be turned into Flight Test Live.
Mm-hmm. FT Live.
FT Live. And it's going to be a free service on our website. And what we're going to be focusing on is utilizing Periscope a lot more to capture that content. And Stefan, that's why we have you in here, don't we?
I guess so. I guess that's
what's going on. Stefan's Periscope famous.
Yeah,
everybody loves Stefan on Periscope. When you
deuces, host
real quick before we get into it, for people who are listening who don't know what Periscope is, it is a mobile app.
Yep.
which basically turns your phone into a live broadcast camera. So we start a live Periscope broadcast, and everybody who follows us on the app, you log in through Twitter, so you can follow people and stuff, just like most social media apps. But once we go live with a broadcast, we'll film, and you can see what we're doing. A lot of times we'll just be hanging out around the shop doing crazy things. Peter will be flying stuff off the roof or whatever. And it's cool because you have the ability to comment when you're watching our broadcast or anybody's broadcast.
Ask questions, too.
You can ask questions. You can make comments. We can also block you, so let's keep it clean, family-friendly.
Yeah. Sadly, we had to block quite a few people.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of people who are just stumble into random broadcasts. But anyways, it's cool because you can type a question. It shows up on our screen, and then if we see the question, we can answer it.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really intimate way to be able to interact with the community and also bring you guys more content live. So.
Like waging war on raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the idea is that we're going to make a little nifty camera rig, and we're going to Periscope with a phone, and then also have a separate camera that records the HD video.
Yeah.
That HD video is going to be uploaded to the FT Live, which is now FT Extra. FT Extra will become FT Live. And those HD videos will be uploaded there. It's going to be pretty raw, uncut, and transparent.
Kind of what the original vision of FTX was going to be is we want to share people when Peter's doing something crazy, or we're going to test fly a new model, or we're unboxing something. We want to share that with people.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea with FTX originally was a fly-on-the-wall experience. If you came out to our shop and you're hanging out with us, what would you see?
Yeah.
And we want people to see that. We want to see people to see the great people we work with that don't always get in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And this is a great opportunity to do it. And the nice thing about the HD is Periscope, after 24 hours, that video goes away forever.
Yes.
By recording it in HD on horizontal format, it's a lot easier to watch. It'll be there, but also the common element will not be there. Which is sometimes good because sometimes, like you said, we have the stragglers.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll pick the top ones, probably about 3 a week, and we'll put that on there along with any other content. So you may even see some stuff that's really just too good. We couldn't put it in the episode, and we'll still put it in like we used to.
Yeah.
But it'll be predominantly Periscope. And Stefan, you've been doing an awesome job with that. Alex, you too, man. I love the narrations. But that's going to be a new turn. It's going to be free for everybody. And once again, I can't thank you enough what you've done for supporting us. We have a lot of people, about 10 full-time employees here now, that you guys are supporting. And that is amazing. I never dreamed from the beginning we'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're able to grow. And these great minds that are working for us are finding other opportunities to grow us even bigger and able to reach into schools and the groups and things like that. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. FT Connections is a subscription, or FT Extra is a subscription. Not going to work, but free service. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be huge.
Now, that brings up a thing. We had amazing contributors early on.
Yes.
That donated time, money, energy, feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be getting, and if you put money in for the subscription thing, we're not just going to wipe this away and forget about it. You're going to be receiving an email, and I strongly encourage you to take that email, open it up. It's going to be thanking you, but it's also going to be asking for your shipping information. And we have a special, it's not something you're going to be able to buy in a store, but we have a special thank you gift that should be beyond the price of what you contributed. But we want to send it to you for free and get it to you. But we need your information. So please, if you're listening to this, and we're going to be doing a video as well.
Yeah. If you're an FT Extra subscriber, keep an eye on your email inbox for an email from us. And it'll allow you to send us your shipping information so we can send you a FT care package.
FT care package, thank you package, whatever you want to call it. But you guys helped us honestly get this started, and now we're rolling a different direction. But if it wasn't helped to begin, we wouldn't have the ability to improve it.
Yeah.
And you guys made that possible. We want to thank you properly. Along with that, there's going to be an elective thing where you can actually elect to keep that email in our system. We're putting out a lot more product line. And we love shipping things for beta testers, just different crazy stuff and utilizing. We want to build a relationship because you guys came in on the ground floor and really grow that relationship with you to say, hey, here's something new we're thinking about. Could you give us your feedback?
Yeah.
So that's something you can elect to be in or not be in. But I'd strongly encourage you, if you don't mind dealing with us, to be in it.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, that's FT Extra. Now going to be FT Live.
FT Live, free service.
So now let's talk about manufacturing stuff.
What's your guys' day like? I'm actually going to just turn this off. Shout out the guys' questions.
Okay.
You know, I was excited to hear what Josh went through, you know, traveling around the country and visiting beautiful places. I'm excited to say I recently got a light bulb in our manufacturing area. So that's really cool. I can see twice as well, you know, on my 16-hour days making airplanes.
That's a really cool and comparable story.
So really, things are looking up for both of us.
And I just cleaned a fan today. So
you did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, we got a great video.
I got a great video. We'll have to put that on.
I'll periscope that. A bunch of crud blew out of that fan. It was wonderful.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's true. But I want to thank my brother personally like for that light bulb.
So if you couldn't tell already, Jim and Stefan definitely bring the sense of humor to the shop every single day. It's awesome working with you. And Stefan is quite the vocalist.
Wow.
Is that so?
Yeah. That's your cue.
Oh.
Just kidding.
No, I do love music. I do like to sing. And just keeps me going back there when we're doing the manufacturing stuff. Oh, yeah. I do play violin as well. So
yeah, he's actually really good. We're actually trying to figure out a way to harness Stefan's energy into a physical form that we could sell in the store.
We could get batteries out of it.
Yeah. Can I brag on Stefan for a minute, too?
Yes.
He also was a missionary in Austria and a professional soccer player.
There you go.
So wow. He's got a lot of talents.
Did you play soccer this morning?
No.
Yesterday, you were tired.
Yeah, yesterday. I was kicking around with the men's soccer program. So
coaches soccer at Malone College.
Yep, mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
So he, needless to say,
but I can beat him in arm wrestling.
He's busy.
Maybe.
So
right, I can't.
So you guys also, Jim, you have a pretty extensive history in the hobby, and Stefan, more recent history in the hobby. You've been getting into it. He's been in the Bloody Baron episode. What about you, Jim? When did you get into the hobby?
Oh my goodness, Josh and I about the same time. I think he was 10 and I was 14 or 15, and. Yeah, we had a great time. My dad has a little two-seat airplane, Taylorcraft he had, and he flew every day, and then we got into models, and kind of something near and dear to my heart, Josh is letting me expand on some small groups, call them clubs, call them groups, but also free. But I think the plan, it's being formulated right now, what we wanted to do is when we were young, we had this little airport, about 1,200-foot runway, and my dad would invite people over, and they'd start building model airplanes. It was balsa wood and gas-powered back then, and we had a great time. It grew to 30, 40 people coming on Thursdays out to our house, and that's what we grew up with. So
that's awesome.
From about probably 1985 on, that's what we did. Cool. And also,
you guys flew a lot with Mr. Monroe, too, right?
Yeah, Eric Monroe, 7th grade. We actually got in trouble together. We made a PEC ROG. Set it off in the middle school commons. It flew into the English class and landed near the teacher. And yeah, we've been best friends ever since.
Not with the teacher.
Yeah. Teacher had my son and still bears a grudge against me for that. But
true story.
Oh yeah, true story. Sorry.
It's funny because a lot of the dynamic that we bring into flight test and honestly the reason why when Chad and I originally connected was from those flying groups we held weekly at the airport. So it's really exciting with Jim. He understands the model that needs to be increased. So FT Connections is coming. We won't get too far in detail, but there'll be a lot of podcasts that come in the future.
Lots of really good things come with FT Connections.
It's exciting. I'm losing sleep at night.
Yeah. I don't think you're the only one.
Luckily, you have Mountain Dew.
Yeah, right here, right now. But yeah, Jake Marshall, the educational element is going to be headed and created by him, and then Jim's going to be driving the level of connections for group building.
It's awesome.
So, It's gonna be exciting, and Austin Fury is gonna be networking, hopefully making this thing go national.
Yeah.
So
he's been doing an awesome job already.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, and Josh, you're gonna be in a lot of videos, inspiring a lot of kids.
Yay!
So good stuff.
So moving on, Stefan, you're new to the hobby, right?
Correct.
How long? You pretty much started when you got hired here.
Yeah, about 4 months ago.
4 months.
Started. And
so what's your experience been so far? What do you like? What's been a challenge?
Well, I'd say that it's been awesome just standing here listening and learning from you guys, because you get to see all the best of the best do what they do.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not the best of the best, but John's, you guys are...
We'll be giving them a drug test later.
You guys are pretty good. So I'm just trying to take it all in. And I've loved watching Peter build crazy, insane things. I ask him a lot of questions. Yesterday, I actually just soldered my first ESCs to my quopter.
There you go.
So that was the first thing I've done on a quadcopter. So that's exciting. Haven't built an airplane, but I've flown some, and I can't tell you how much fun I'm having. And I've never thought I would be like so enthusiastic about it, but I'm hooked. I'm hooked for life. It's been awesome.
I can say I've never seen anybody put a transmitter in his hand, and he flew amazing. Anything we gave him, yeah, whether it's a flying wing,
quadcopter, fixed wing.
Now, he's awesome at flying. He's terrible at landing, but he's great at climbing trees. So, yeah, he can climb. He's been up just about every tree around the place here. But no, he flies amazing.
He actually developed a new technique. He moved on from the walk of shame, and he developed the ride of shame.
Yes.
And he actually takes one of Josh's kids' bikes and rides it out to get his airplane when it goes down.
Alex has also done the ride of shame.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Come back up that hill, though, man. Burns in the stuff.
It's rough.
That being said, though, when we flew the Bloody Barons, I think you were the last one up of everybody.
I don't know.
I think I was the first one down.
Peter was the first one down, I think.
Oh, yeah. He forgot he was flying. That's phenomenal.
So, what's your most memorable memory so far in the hobby?
So far?
Crash or just good flight or...
Yeah, I'd probably have to say the most exciting and the most memorable would have to be when we flew the Bloody Baron, mainly because it was not because I was like flying and having a good time, but because we were all there together doing it.
Yeah,
and that's the whole story behind it with the Bloody Baron and it flew great.
Yeah,
so I was having fun. At the first flight, my battery just died, so I was up there for like 20 seconds, and then it just... It was over. The second flight, we got to fly and try to hit Josh out of the air, and I never came close. But it is what it is, and just to be around friends and family and colleagues that genuinely love each other and love the hobby, that was the best part about it. So that's probably most memorable so far.
Well, I give you credit because we threw you right into it. I think you maybe flew three times or four times.
Yeah, that was my fourth flight altogether.
And then you're flying not only in front of people but also on camera. And I think we were even periscoping, but I can just tell you from my personal experience, especially when I first started being on the show more, it's a little nerve-wracking getting recorded while you're doing anything, let alone like trying to do like a honed skill of flying an RC plane. So I give you credit for that. Yeah. That was cool.
No, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I feel bad. I don't think we've learned from anything. Poor Josh to this day. He walks in and we just throw everything at him.
We don't give him much prep time. So here, try it.
I know how you feel, buddy.
So cool. What else? It's been a while since we podcasted.
Well, I'm still recovering from Flight Fest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what impacted, Josh, what impacted you the most from Flight Fest? Because, brother, you were out there a lot. And seeing your son getting to fly was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for flying with him. Josh Bixler buddy boxed with my son, Logan, and he loved it. And he's a little aerobatic pilot. I don't know if it was on purpose.
Oh,
but
no, it was on purpose. He should be a team-sponsored pilot.
Maybe not just yet, but someday.
No, your family, Bud, is beautiful. I love, if you ever want to take a picture of you know, what a family love each other looks like, it's, you guys belong on a card. You know?
Walmart.
That was great. But
yeah, we take family photos of ourselves, and then we put them inside the frames that you buy at Walmart.
Just leave it there.
We got to do that. You got to do that.
Flight Fest was awesome. One of the coolest things was I got to help a couple young guys made in their what did they build? The trainers, the tiny trainers.
Oh, tiny trainers. Yeah.
I got to help a couple of them made in it, and they came up asking me if I could teach them to fly, and I'm like, you have the wrong Josh. but it actually went really well. And it was cool. They did a phenomenal job. I basically just got them up in the air, you know, a few mistakes high, explained to them what a mistake was verbally, not by showing them exactly what it was. And then they took over from there, and it was just really cool. I've never really been in that position before. So I'm used to having things taught to me and not teaching somebody else. So it was pretty cool.
I think you're honestly one of the best teachers in this room, man, because you take weird, crazy knowledge we throw out and you make it understandable. But then also, I remember you working with those kids and stuff. You're incredible with it. You can identify immediately what they need to know, and with the least amount of energy and words, you know, guide them. And you did a phenomenal job.
Well, when you've made mistakes, it's easy to help somebody else not make those same mistakes.
That's definitely a skill set in itself, is being a good teacher. I don't even think it really matters how good you actually are at whatever you're teaching.
Right.
Like, being able to teach is, and I know I am not a very good teacher. And it's, I think the reason why is because I try to help too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've tried to fly with her a couple times, and it always ends up in her getting frustrated with me because I'm like, okay, bring it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch out. Left. More throttle. The last time she flew, she was flying this pink FT Flyer, and it resulted in her main goal was she wanted to crash the FT Flyer into my head.
How'd she do that? Cool. Did she get close?
She missed, and it went into the woods, and I had to go get it. And I got poison ivy.
You got poison ivy again.
Yeah, I get it all the time, man. I have sensitive skin.
Oh, man.
You should eat it. You'll build an immunity.
There you go.
That doesn't work. Don't ever try to eat it.
So, and I think Stefan Liz was telling me that she had a similar experience with you. She was trying to fly your quadcopter.
Yeah.
That was at the Lauren picnic.
Yeah. That was not a good day.
It's nerve wracking. I mean, you're just trying to help, but you freak out. You're just like, bring back, more throttle. Cut the throttle.
She's flying out back, and I told her pretty much more throttle, and it goes up, and she cuts it. I'm like, you gotta go right. Boom. Crash, dead. And she was like, why are you yelling at me? I was like, okay, I'm done. It was bad. I'm not so great with my wife.
My favorite thing with your awesome wife was when we were at the Lauren picnic and you're teaching her to fly the Explorer.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I'm going to take you up 2 mistakes. She's like, no, I want to take it off.
That's totally this, man. It's just like, I'm going to do it.
It was so cute because you're giving her guidance, and it wasn't pride or anything, but it was just the most adorable banter back and forth that I've ever heard. And you're like, you try to say yes you can, but then at the same time you're saying no you can't.
Exactly.
And watch you try to navigate, like, what do I say no to and what do I say yes
right.
to was awesome.
It's a slippery slope sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I thought you looked weak.
Oh, thank you, Jim, appreciate it. Oh, I am, you know, that's how it is. You know who's the boss.
I think training your spouse is by far probably the hardest. Training your kids, you know, keep a gentle tone, keep a loving tone. That's honestly one of the biggest things that benefits the hobby is teaching family members to teach their children, because it teaches them to communicate, encourage, instruct with love. But teaching your spouse, there is no rule book on that.
No.
You know?
No.
Teaching a 5-6-year-old, you know, child to fly, you can have fun with it. But yeah, that's I even struggle with Jen, and thank goodness she's learning really quickly, and we've gotten to throw her some pretty awesome platforms that really help you.
Yeah, she's doing great.
We should also throw the Sportsman-S at all of our spouses.
Yes.
The Sportsman-S. Oh, the Hot Horizon thing.
The Horizon thing with the geofencing, because then we can be like, here, take it up. You're doing awesome. You're doing awesome. And I'm going to say, you're doing awesome. But it's training spouses is difficult.
It is. Going back to Flight Fest, Flight Fest 2015 and 2016 were both amazing, but I saw a difference.
Have you been to the future?
2014 and 2015. Well, 2016's coming.
It's true.
January.
But not before Flight Fest West.
Well, it is. Yeah, that'll be the first Flight Fest 2016.
That's right.
Anyways, I forget what I was even saying. Between 2014 and 15, one of the biggest things I noticed is there was a lot of families at 2014, but 2015, that was just like the theme.
Yeah.
There was just like kids and parents everywhere, which is really, really cool. And something that is rare in the RC hobby. Like, you go to events, you barely see any families at all, any kids.
Yeah.
A lot of times people use those events to get away from the family, which I think should be the opposite.
It's a huge disservice to really what the hobby can do for you.
Yeah. And well, there was moms there that were just having a blast. Mm-hmm. So I even saw some that were flying with their kids, which is awesome. So
yeah, it's a really cool way to build a bridge and connect to the kids on something really special. So
one of the things from Flight Fest that kind of bogged us down was product releases. And speaking of product releases, we got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe.
Yeah, don't think we're turning into Hobby King Life. But yeah. We have over 6 designs ready to go, to pull the trigger on, not even counting community releases.
Yeah.
And by the way, the first, if anyone has known, Dan Sponholz and his wonderful son Keegan were both at Flight Fest too. And my only regret is we didn't actually get time to shoot content with them for the Bloody Baron. That was never by design, and I really wish, because if the community could meet what an amazing individual both Keegan and Dan are, that would bless the community. So maybe we'll do a call-in podcast, because he has the many designs. I'm sure we'll be bringing those out too. But what were we talking about? Oh, product releases. We sat on a lot because, Jim, you and Stefan had to make over 2,000 airplanes, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. What time were you guys working till?
It was pretty late some nights, and yeah. Honestly, it was hard watching Stefan make all those airplanes. I had a cramp in my leg.
It would be the funniest thing, because literally, you guys like tag teamed it. You would have an overlap, but one of you would like come in early, and then the other one would stay midday, and you'd overlap, and one would stay late. And you Stefan, you'd go home and come back. Jim, you go home and come back. But yeah. The only reason we had airplanes there was from our manufacturing and fulfillment team. So you guys, your wives. My wonderful wife, your wonderful wife, she was still on board at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah, up until towards the end there.
It was pretty humbling what you guys pulled off, but we sat on designs because if we would have tried to do that and release, there's nothing.
They would have. Jim and Stefan would have quit, and then we would be in big trouble.
Yeah, my wife would have killed me. Yeah. I'd be dead. So what we have is Bloody Baron's going out, but every other week we're going to have a new product release alternating from multi-rotor to airplane. Mm-hmm. So let's see, the Bloody Baron's just come out. And in 2 weeks' time afterwards, I believe it's the VersaCopter. I want to make sure I'm not lying now. After that, we got the FT Explorer, which is like the, let's just call it, Stefan's happy.
Yes.
You liked it?
I love that plane.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one that we've flown.
Dude, that makes me happy. If anyone hasn't seen the FT Explorer, it's like a... I just call it a Bixler, Easy Star, Sky Surfer.
It's like a pusher, high wing.
It's awesome, the classic
trainer.
I think it's a transformer.
It is a transformer. Yes,
it does transform.
Jake Marshall. Big credit to Jake Marshall. There's an element that's going to be in our STEM curriculum called inquiry and design, and I think actually it's a common theme through the whole entire curriculum, no matter what age you're in, using the engineering development model. Well, part of it is solving problems. That's a big thing in what you're doing. You're issued a problem, you got to solve it. The FT Explorer is going to be a trainer, but it's also a trainer that can change dimensions. So the only common piece is about a foot-long piece. The boom length can change, the tail sections can change, the wings can change. It's actually, we're thinking of releasing it with 2 different wings, one aileron, one 3-channel. And Stefan, you're flying that 3-channel one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was just like,
yeah, exactly. Like Sunday afternoon, you're like, you know, I just ate lunch. I'm just gonna go fly my Explorer.
What do you call it? Lazy Susan or something?
Lazy Susan. Lazy Lucy.
But it'll be a really great trainer. But our hope is that kids and adults, for that matter, can fall in love with design. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a trainer they can learn to fly, but then they can change it themselves. And rather than redesigning the whole airplane, they can actually say, what happens if I make this wing? Or what happens if I move the tail in? Or what happens if I change this tail to a T-tail? Let's put 2 wings on it. The nose even removes, and you can even make it a tractor design. So it's going to have these crazy things. We're only going to cover for the release video some pretty simple ones, but then we're going to revisit it. And our hope that also is when people make a really great mod, they'll put an article on it, and then we can show the plans and people can build off of it, because Peter has this crazy drone-looking thing. It's a twin boom, inverted V, that just looks amazing.
Yeah.
And you can do it with that one design.
Speaking of Peter, I think you skipped our next release, I think, is going to be Peter's design.
I did totally screw it. Okay, the Bushwhacker's coming
the
out.
The Bushwhacker is what Peter decided to call it. And they shot the build video yesterday, and 2 days ago we shot the release video. They're being edited right now. But that was a blast. I've flown one a couple times, but we went to the park, and you guys were doing all kinds of crazy stuff with them.
Really bad things.
Yeah.
In a good way.
But it's basically, if there's any full-scale enthusiast out there, it's Peter's take on a Super Stoll aircraft. It looks very similar to their kit planes. It's called Just Aircraft. They have the Highlander and then another one called the Super Stole. Giant. It's basically like the best way to describe that little airplane kit is like a modern day like mini Super Storch, because it's got giant suspension landing gear with giant balloon tires. You can land them anywhere. A lot of times they have leading edge slats. And Peter based his newest design off that. And the thing flies amazing.
It flies almost identical. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like the Storch, but with 3D capabilities through the roof.
Yes.
And also a smaller package, so you can put it anywhere.
Yeah, it's a great size. It actually, it reminds me of, I think it was 3D Hobby Shops, their Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's a giant 3D plane, but it kind of has that high wing, kind of Super Cub look to it, but it just performs...
It's not a trainer. It's definitely an intermediate plane, but you can really throw down with it and do some pretty crazy stuff. We were flying in a very small area. As a matter of fact, the whole episode was shot kind of in a small enclosed area, trees everywhere, just to show the performance of this thing.
And the durability.
Yeah, the durability.
Yeah. Actually, Josh and I had a little run-in.
He
ran right into my quadcopter.
I didn't even do it.
I have the footage. I can prove it.
I have direction.
I was just minding my own business, just looking around through my FPV goggles, and then you're just like, wham! Basically, his brushless motor, the tip of it ran right into the boom of my VersaCopter prototype that I was flying. And put a dent in it, and then also ruined the motor.
It actually hit so perfectly. Imagine someone taking a hammer and hitting it right on the nose of the shaft. It actually bent one of the threads, where if it wasn't for the angry swordsman, Eric Monroe's muscles, we would never have gotten the prop out to change it.
We couldn't get it off of there, and Eric just comes up, and he's just like... And he just like almost with one hand just got it.
Kung fu grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Death grip.
Pretty incredible. So yeah, that's where I didn't feel right. 2 weeks from this last Monday, and actually this is airing today, so we're pretty accurate. But we'll post some release dates here soon, and also in Periscope. But Bushwhacker, 2 weeks after the Bushwhacker, VersaCopter, which. It's going to be cool.
That's going to be cool, yeah. There's already a product listing on the store. It's currently out of stock. It says coming soon. But go there if you want to check out some photos of it.
It's all DIY, but we're looking, and the reason why we pushed it back is we're looking to actually release this with carbon fiber tubes. Mm-hmm. We can price point this thing so low, we can really add some features where you'll have the DIY experience, but you'll also have the durability carbon fiber. And you can always go and put the wood booms on as well, too.
Yeah, and it's not just mini quads. You can do up to a hexacopter, and the size...
Get about a 500
size platform. Yeah, and I bet you could even... If you got creative, you could probably even go bigger than that. So the possibilities are really pretty endless.
Yeah.
The cool thing is it's going to be a fraction of the cost of the average carbon fiber mini quad, which is cool. As a lot of you know, mini quads typically go from anywhere from... $120. There's some that I've seen that are like $170 just for the frame.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
our goal was to get you a race quad because we don't have any really race quad options.
Yeah.
For about $150. And that's with motors and speed controls.
That's not just the frame.
And so that's coming out. And another reason we push that back is there's a new control board out that Grappner's doing. It's the
GR18.
I always want to say MZ18, but no, GR18L.
Is it the L?
No, it's not the L.
Just the GR18.
GR18. The L is just the
regular one.
But this has an actual gyros, accelerometer.
Well, first off, it's a receiver.
It's a receiver.
It's a receiver, and it has a built-in flight controller. So literally, you plug your four ESCs from your quad motors into the receiver.
And it goes up to hex.
And that's it. You're done. You don't have. There's no male-to-male servo leads.
All the program and the PID gains is done through your transmitter, which it's ridiculous because
it's crazy.
You can literally. And I thought it was going to be very complicated. I ran through the manual one time and just followed the step by steps. And you go through it, and it's a learning system. So instead of saying, okay, make sure this is reverse and this is good and this is centered, what it says is, okay, go ahead and push your Jim. it's not actually a big deal. It happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You just have to say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is it an emergency? Is it okay?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Okay. Jim has a possessed phone, too.
Yes.
Yeah, his. Yeah. We need to talk about that later. But anyway.
I just have to pay my Verizon bill.
The machine, what you do is the learning system. You push your aileron stick to the right, and then you tilt and bank your machine to the right. and then you push it forward, you tilt it forward, and then you yaw right, and then you yaw the machine to the right. It instantly then says, okay, here is what gyros need to do what, here's the control signal, here's, it does everything, sub-trims everything off of that simple little calibration, and it works. So you can have your receiver buried inside the machine, which gave us the opportunity to make a really, really clean build.
Yeah.
And all your PID gains, all those adjustments are all done through your transmitter now. You don't have to hook it up to a computer. If it feels a little bit too high of gains, you just go through your transmitter and adjust it.
So nice, especially when you're at the field. If you want to make some adjustments, you don't need to bring a computer.
Yep.
Actually, it's funny. On one of my quads, I'm flying a NAS 32, and I like to keep everything inside, tucked away. One, so it doesn't get damaged, but it also looks a little bit cleaner. But I am still in the process of tuning it a little bit. And my solution to that is I have about a 4-foot USB cable that I have coming out of the frame, and then I have it wrapped up in a little circle, and I just keep it taped down to the quad.
It looks like a coiled snake on top of
it. Like, it has like a little pigtail. But I'm leaving it there until I'm done tuning it, and then I'll yank it out of there. Because otherwise, I'd have to open up the whole quad and it to get in there.
Or you need to tune it and then open it up and put it on the inside.
Yeah.
It would change things. But that'll be new. And we want to make sure, I think we have 100 receivers, and we also have 100 MZ-12s with that receiver coming, and it's the MZ-12 with the receiver packaged is $200.
That's pretty
and
cool.
That's a 6-channel telemetry enabled wireless buddy box controller that holds I think 25 models, and that control receiver alone, which is normally $100.
Yeah,
so you're basically getting a 6-channel radio for $100.
That's pretty cool.
It's a powerful price point.
Yeah. Especially if you're into multi-rotors.
Well, if you think about it, you take an ACE-32, mm-hmm. and that's $25-$30. Then you buy a full-range 6-channel, which is $59.
At least,
Spectrum,
yeah.
You know. You have 59 plus $30. You're $10 away from having an all-in-one with telemetry.
Yeah. And the telemetry is really nice on the Grappners because it's just, you don't have to do anything. You just plug and play. And then the nice little British lady will tell you what you need to know.
It's really not British. It's just the way the speaker works.
In my head, it's British.
Yeah. Well, and also the everything is plug and play adaptable. So say you want to go crazy and you want to put their telemetry ESCs and all that stuff in. The second you plug it in, it recognizes it and auto adapts. And even all the firmware updates, everything is super user friendly. I'm not very gifted technologically, or. Bitchily. But this was actually really easy to navigate, and if I can do it, anyone can. But right out of the box with the 2204 motors, the thing really, really rips.
Cool.
So that'll be the VersaCopter. Then the Explorer 2 weeks after that.
Lots of stuff coming. You and Peter both have been busy, and Eric.
It's been good. It's been really good. Eric just did his Hexacopter.
Yeah, so the Y6.
And that's awesome.
So cool. Well, I think that does it, unless you guys have anything else.
I wish we could take questions. I know there's 1,000 people want to ask Josh Scott questions.
Yeah. How about...
Periscope it.
Yeah.
Right now.
How about we sign off and then we do a Periscope Q&A?
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, cool, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Deuces.
Deuces.